Everyone keeps secrets. Sometimes it's the only way to protect the ones we love.
I know you. God killer. What is it you want from me? Is it a god of war you came to find?
You don't really want war, do you, Kratos? All that blood on your hands, on your son's hands.
What is it you will not tell me?
I can't talk about it, but I just need you to trust me.
We follow your every whim.
But you don't believe in any of it.
And still, I follow. Because all that matters is that you are safe.
But that's not all that matters. Who's keeping you safe?
I do not need you to protect me.
You sure about that?
Pretender god! For the old father!
Death can have me when it earns me.
In 2018, Santa Monica Studios released a reimagining of the God of War series. This new take on a much-loved franchise surprised and delighted players. But the element of surprise is not a luxury that Ragnarok can rely on. As a direct sequel, they've had to crank up every element that made the 2018 game great and expand far beyond it. So that includes the production, the art design, the sound design, the game mechanics, voice acting, the cutscenes, the clever writing, and a story that works on every level. And that's all delivered within a product of the highest quality. This is a day one release, where after 30 hours of very fast and frantic gameplay, often where the screen is completely filled with enemies, I can't remember finding a single bug, or at least one worth noting. For a game that deals with complex themes and emotions, Ragnarok is much funnier than I expected it to be. It pokes fun at itself at the right times. It has lines that speak to the player more directly than a subtle nod and wink. Other quips lean into Kratos' history of killing everything in the most brutal fashion possible. These are usually delivered as background exposition between characters just chatting, so they land more often than they miss. I'm going to be as broad as possible for the rest of the review and try my best not to ruin any of the experience for you. Fimbulwinter is underway. Kratos and Atreus journey to each of the nine realms to search for answers. Atreus is a few years older now and well on the way to becoming a young man. He's stepping out from his father's shadow and exploring his own destiny as Loki. Kratos is battling his own urges to continue protecting his son by shielding him away. The game direction handles the balance between telling a touching story of a difficult father-son relationship and getting it to work within the context of all the fast, over-the-top brutal action. Close moments of real emotion that deal with big emotions around trauma and grief, anger, fear, helplessness, and mortality are often coming just seconds after slicing an enemy clean in half with a giant axe. But it works because the game takes its time to explore each of these emotions and each of the characters experiencing them. Even the enemies are given extra time to expand their backstories and motivations. It moves beyond simplistic ideas of good and evil and delves into complex areas of nuance while firmly reminding you that all the actions you take, no matter how well-meaning, have consequences. As you might expect, combat still plays a major part of the game. Thankfully, you get to wield your trusty axe again alongside your blades. Both offer different approaches to combat, different attacks, and also different routes to upgrade them. You can unlock new parts and new skills that deliver more brutal ways to take down enemies. The difficulty progression is tightly coupled with the timeline of the game, and that's how you progress and become more powerful. Just as you feel like you're getting too powerful, the game steps it up with smarter and harder enemies. The level design has much more verticality, and this opens up more ways to travel. Your blades now work as a grappling hook to get up walls and across gaps quickly, as well as opening up a lot more options for exploring and puzzle solving. To recap, The areas you get to visit and explore are all wonderfully realized. The artwork on display had me stopping and looking at random plants and little items in houses. There are areas of the game that you simply sprint through that are dripping in detail, that if you take your time and go back and look at, you wonder how did they get this much done in this time. The production quality is incredibly high. I don't think there's a single team that worked on this game that fell short in their delivery, which makes it a very easy game to recommend, and it's a must-buy for anyone that likes video games.
What do you even know of Godhood? In your lifetimes, has anyone ever worshipped you? Ever prayed to you? Can you even imagine that kind of love? No! You don't care about anything beyond yourself. Beyond the monster who kills without cause.
Ugh.